Come Again, written by Robert Webb and read by Olivia Colman.
Awake, dear heart, awake. Thou hast slept well. Awake. Prospero from The Tempest. Part 1. Come Undone. Chapter 1. She woke with her mouth forming a single word. You. This was how they always ended, her dreams of Luke. The details varied, but they would always be alone together in his room back in college. Two people, still in their teens, asking their first questions, sharing their first jokes. Kate noticed the freckle on a knee showing through his ripped jeans, his ready smile, the way he tilted his head when he listened. The 28-year conversation was a few hours old, the first night of their first week. This was the beginning. She sat in the little armchair in the corner of his student room, Kurt Cobain watching her with an intelligent smirk from the Nirvana poster on the wall opposite. Below Kurt, sitting on his bed and leaning against the wall, was Luke. Similarly slim but darker, unbleached, and with a face that had seen less trouble. He was jiggling his foot off the edge of the bed. Kate had just given him something to jiggle about.
I mean, I wouldn't have to take all my clothes off, right?
Kate adjusted the A4 pad on her lap and carried on sharpening her pencil. No, of course not. Just slip your shirt off if you like. The trouble is, I'm not good enough to draw clothes. That pyjama top would present quite a challenge.
She looked up from the pencil and met his mock-insulted gaze.
It's not a pyjama top, he said, slightly pouting. It's a granddad shirt.
Ah, yes, of course, Kate smiled. The blue and grey stripy cotton thing with four open buttons at the top that definitely doesn't look like you're wearing pyjamas.
Luke pinched the top of the shirt to one side and frowned at it.
Yes, it's possible, he nodded like a barrister.
It's possible that there's a resemblance with...
Abruptly, he glanced up at her.
Hang on, where did you get that pencil sharpener from? This is my room, isn't it?
Kate stopped turning the pencil and took a breath.
No, not yet. Let's not wake up yet.
The intrusion of logic threatened to end the dream too soon. She felt the beginning of a rise towards consciousness but resisted it by talking. She wanted to stay right here, in this room, in this moment. She wanted to stay here forever.
Oh, it's my pencil sharpener. I carry it around everywhere in case I run into a boy I want to seduce.
Luke stopped jiggling his foot.
I'm being seduced, am I?
Certainly. Why do you think I told you to strip? You don't think I can actually draw, do you?
Luke looked around his room with a mixture of surprise and excitement.
To be honest, yes, I did think you would at least make a token effort.
Kate put the drawing materials to one side and moved over to sit beside him on the bed.
And what was going to happen after I'd made a token effort?
She ran a hand slowly over the shoulder of his shirt, her fingers tracing the V-shape of the top buttons down to where they met the sprinkling of chest hair. She knew this body like no other. 19-year-old Luke, Luke in his 20s, Luke in his 30s. And then, halfway through his 40s. He gave her a quizzical smile that always signalled the end of the dream. He said,
What's the matter?
She searched his face helplessly.
You died.
He took her hand and gently said,
I know, my love, I know, but you have to wake up.
Can't, don't want to, can't.
You can, sweetheart. Rise.
Go to the doctor. You're still young. The tumour's tiny now. They can take it out. You can...
Kate, my love, he said. It's too late.
Luke looked down at their hands. She followed his gaze. Down to their wedding rings, and then back up into the eyes of her middle-aged husband, he said,
You're going to be all right, Kate. Come on, you know things. You're the girl from the future.
She gently took her hand away and whispered,
I'm not going to be anything like all right.
Get some help.
No,
she said with certainty. No one can help me. And I've had enough of the future.